Hunters use lead shot to cull the deer population, often with shotguns that use really small pellets. Lead is poisonous. Does lead make it into venison harvested and sold in central Illinois? A new study done by two Illinois Wesleyan University professors shows yes, it does, and that's bad. Given Harper and Aaron Schultz Wilson say the odds are pretty good there's lead in that venison.
So we found in 27 firearm harvested ground venison packets from 10 different deer, we found lead fragments in actually 48% of the packets.
Also, the size of the fragments is actually fairly small. I think that that's why they don't get noticed during the processing of the deer and don't get removed. Any exposure to lead is bad. There's no, as far as we know, there is no bottom limit where you can say, well, if you eat this much lead, you're okay. It just, and the more we study it, the further down that bottom kind of goes, that bottom threshold.
How fast does lead leach into a person's system? So if, for instance, if one were to have a meal of deer or venison with lead shot into it, is that going to stay in the body longer and be absorbed more than, say, chips of lead paint among children, which is the more commonly known problem for lead?
The fragments are not going to be taken up, this whole amount of lead in a like a little fragment of lead shot. It's not going to be taken up by the body very efficiently. And in fact, adults only take up about 15%, somewhere in there, of the lead that they ingest. On the other hand, children who are exposed to lead, children's body are better at assimilating that lead, and they're going to take up about 50% or half the lead that they ingest. Once it's in your system, it can stay for a long time. It can get into your bones.
What made you want to tackle this problem? What made you want to look at it, Given?
Actually, I am a deer hunter. I had read papers about lead contamination in venison, but that was with hunters using rifles. And of course, in Illinois, hunters use mostly shotguns, some muzzle loaders. So I was curious, and so I decided to get some venison packets from different hunters. To what extent that lead contamination was in the ground venison from shotgun slugs.
48% seems like a lot. It would seem like a hazard that might have been noticed earlier.
Yeah, again, most of the studies, though, had been done with rifle bullets, and those bullets travel at a faster rate of speed and tend to fragment more than shotgun slugs.
What do most hunters hunt with?
So in Illinois, it's about 90% of the deer that have been killed over the past several years have been harvested with shotguns.
So is there likely a need to require a change in the production of ammunition? And how would that play out in the legislature or among hunters? It sounds like it might be more expensive to have steel slugs.
You know, there's non-toxic, non-lead ammunition available. And based on the results of our study, certainly we would encourage hunters to try to use those non-toxic ammunition.
Are there comparable studies in other states that replicate this result?
We started looking at some of those other studies. So there have been studies in Canada, and there have been studies in Europe, are primarily where we were able to get numbers, so amount of lead or concentration of lead. Whereas studies from the United States, there have been some great studies looking at the presence of fragments, but not as many studies saying, okay, once we found a fragment, this is how much lead was actually in the meat.
Is it likely that there needs to be regulation? I mean, lead is cheaper and lead is traditional. Is that something we just need to move away from?
I know the state of California has enacted a lead ammunition ban. And one of the major problems encountered there was that the endangered California condors, that was their major mortality issue, is that they were feeding on carcasses the animals had been killed with lead ammunition, and they were dying of lead poisoning.
What are you going to do with this study? What's next?
We hope that it will increase awareness, especially among hunters, because the concern about their health and the health of their families. But I think also there's another issue as well, is that there has been a statewide program of hunters donating deer to food pantries. You know, there may be a concern there too. I also want to point out, certainly we're not arguing against hunting. For years, I used lead ammunition, but once I discovered this, I've switched to non-toxic ammunition. So hunting is vital in controlling the deer population.
The paper in the Bulletin of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology is Lead Contamination in Ground Venison from Shotgun-Harvested White-Tailed Deer in Illinois. The lead authors are Illinois Wesleyan University's Aaron Schultz-Wilson and Given Harper, along with Genevieve Alexander, Minori Perara, and veterinarian Matt Fraker of Bloomington Normal. The paper also notes that meat processors tend to mix meat from multiple deer when they grind venison. The grinding may also further fragment the lead shot. Deer season begins November 14th in Illinois.